Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Bill Norman, Vice President of Technical Services for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The BioPreferred program was developed a number of years ago to assist the federal government in determining products that were acceptable alternatives to primarily petroleum-based products, and so renewable fuels or other products made or sourced from renewable raw material was the goal of the program. And USDA's role was to develop the criteria for what would be considered as biopreferred and then develop a list that the entire federal government could utilize. All the purchasing agents in every administrative department could then look at the list and determine what was on the biopreferred list and meet their commitments to supplying material that was biopreferred.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Originally, it was very restrictive to what products, primarily fuels and other products that would replace petroleum-based products the government might purchase. Over time, it was found that there were a number of renewable source products that weren't necessarily new. For example, lumber was not included, and a number of agricultural products, renewable, but they weren't necessarily considered new or recent, were not considered. The attempt was to try to encourage relatively new products, but as the program has developed, the government realized that there were a number of other justifiable and responsible products that should be considered because of their ability to be renewed.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
But for the U.S. government to consider the Cotton Leads program as a portion of this product is quite a change because the program was expanded even more so with the 2014 Farm Bill. It's good to be on that list, but beyond that, it's good to have a third-party recognition of what Cotton Leads is all about.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Cotton produced through our Cotton Leads program demonstrates a continual effort by the growers of both the United States cotton industry and the growers in the Australian cotton industry. It recognizes their efforts for continuous improvement with metrics that are well-defined to show the improvement that our producers in both countries have attained by taking on any number of new processes, reduced tillage, improving our soil management and soil fertility, reduced pesticide use, which has been on the decline in both countries, primarily because of the use of some of our biotech trait varieties and other technologies. It's a recognition of all those things.